The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A bill in the South Carolina legislature that will stop most abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected by an ultrasound, which is typically within 6 weeks or so, took its first steps to becoming South Carolina law last week. The fetal heartbeat bill was passed by the Senate's Medical Affairs Subcommittee under the leadership of Republican Senators Tom Corbin, Tom Davis, and Richard Cash. On our guest line this morning, representing Senate District 3, Senator Richard Cash. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me today.
Always good to speak with you. Good job last week on getting the heartbeat bill out.
Well, thanks. You know, these hearings are always contentious. This one wasn't any different. We did have something unusual going on there. The senator from Beaufort, Senator Davis, introduced an exceptions amendment. And surprisingly, the Democrats refused to help him put that into the bill. So it failed, thankfully.
Yeah. And that exception was in the event of rape and incest, right? That's what he wanted to add to the bill?
That's right. I mean, it's amendment that would say if a human being is conceived in these circumstances, which obviously are terrible circumstances, nevertheless, that baby being innocent could be put to death.
Now, it's my understanding that Senator Davis, who did ultimately, I mean, you guys were able to get it to the full committee, so there's more work to be done there. It's my understanding that I guess he's planning to reintroduce those exceptions, either in full committee or on the floor of the Senate?
That's what I gather as well. That we will probably, you know, have this debate in both full committee and on the floor of the Senate. So it's possible that we will be taking this bill up on Thursday of this week in full committee, so we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Senator, give us a quick summary of the bill and what the next steps are. You've moved pretty quickly, which is good. I commend you on that. This bill passed the House in the last session, but you guys were not. You just kind of ran out of time, weren't able to get it out. Do you feel like that it has a good chance of passing both the Senate and again in the House and becoming law this year?
I think it does have a good chance. I think I have a little concern over this question of the exceptions amendment. Senator Davis seemed to indicate during the hearing that he could not support the bill without his amendment being added to it. So I don't know quite how to take that, and don't know whether that means, you know, that at the end of the day, he would vote against the bill without his amendment.
Yeah.
The greater, perhaps, danger is that if the Democrats chose to filibuster the bill on the floor of the Senate, you have to have 26 votes to bring that to an end. And so if you had five Republicans who sided with the Democrats because they didn't like the final version of the bill, you know, you could prevent the bill from getting a vote. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's a possibility. Obviously, on the Democratic side, they want to stop the bill, and so they're trying to find a strategy that will allow them to do that. Perhaps the exceptions amendment is going to come into focus as something that divides Republicans and so is an opportunity for them in that regard. You know, this bill did not make it to the floor of the Senate last spring. Mainly at the time because COVID happened when we were pretty close to getting it to the floor. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of unfinished business, and If we pass it out of the Senate here by the end of the month, we'll go to the House, which has already passed the bill. The House, you know, has introduced an anti-abortion bill this year that is different than the heartbeat bill. It includes the heartbeat bill, but it includes some other things as well. So how that will be negotiated between the House and the Senate, I can't really say, because that's the bill they've got, you know, on their agenda.
Yeah.
And the Senate chose to take up the bill that was kind of unfinished business from last spring.
Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Senator Richard Cash, we're talking about the fetal heartbeat bill that was passed out of the subcommittee last week, headed to a full committee and hopefully to the full Senate here soon. Now, some critics of the bill, Senator, say that you guys should be focusing on COVID-19 pandemic response and those types of things, that this is not of utmost importance. What's your response to that?
Well, it's not like we can only do one thing at a time. I mean, I was in a full medical affairs committee meeting with DHEC on Tuesday about COVID-19. So it's not as if nothing is going on except, you know, this bill. We've got a number of committees, and they're all doing work.
Yeah.
So it's a question of what you prioritize. You know, people who are going to make this complaint, like the Democrats, they're hypocrites. I mean, abortion kills 5,000 people a year, approximately the number that have been killed since by COVID, supposedly since last March. And where's their concern over that? The 5,000 babies that die each and every year being torn to pieces inside of our abortion clinics.
Yeah.
And so it's always the right time to try to do what is just and right and bring an end to the killing of human beings in the womb.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. Again, Senator, I applaud your efforts, and I'm glad you guys got an early jump on this. On this important legislation. What are some of the other issues that you see that'll be coming to the forefront? You guys got a couple of new faces on the GOP side in the state Senate. What are some of the other pressing issues that you'll be dealing with?
Well, I think you'll see some kind of COVID liability bill coming forward to protect businesses from what I would call frivolous lawsuits. You know, people who might claim, oh, well, I went to your restaurant and that's where I got COVID, and therefore you're responsible and I'm going to sue you.
Yeah.
So, you know, business owners are very concerned about that because, hey, you know, if you're a trial lawyer and make your living drumming up lawsuits, you know, this looks like a new line of business. So, we want to shut the door on that. There's still unfinished business with Santee Cooper.
What a mess there. I mean, what's the answer to that one, Senator?
I can't really tell you. I mean, we've got some senators in the lower part of the state who are very dug in, committed to saving Santee Cooper in the sense of the state not selling it. And in the Senate, you know, you just run into difficulties when you've got a number of senators who are going to take a position. It may be in opposition to the majority simply because of the rules of the Senate, the rules of filibuster, and that kind of thing. So cannot tell you what's going to happen there. I know there's a lot of desire at the executive level for Santee Cooper to be sold. But that's, you know, that's kind of an unfinished story at this point.
Yeah. A lot of money. You know, I'll always say I have a hard time understanding how a project gets that far along, that much money spent on something that doesn't seem to be feasible. You guys will, I'm sure you'll get into that. I appreciate what you guys are doing, particularly on the fetal heartbeat bill, Senator. Always good to visit with you. Be safe as you guys travel back down to the Capitol this week, and hope we'll check in again soon.
Thanks for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Sure thing.
All right,
State Senator Richard Cash.